As I said, the full Glasgow Coma Scale and references to it also are shown in your handouts in the written materials. A score of 13 to 15, the scale goes from 0 to 15, a score of 13 to 15 is usually considered mild traumatic brain injury. However, it's important to remember that even a 15, a perfect score on the Glasgow Coma Scale, even though it means the person's fully alert and responsive, you can still score a 15 and have a traumatic brain injury that can cause lasting deficits. The other thing that is used is loss of consciousness, and that's usually abbreviated LOC. It just means how long does the victim lose consciousness after the impact. Could be not at all, could be a few seconds, could be a couple minutes, hours, or months in very severe cases. Obviously, a longer loss of consciousness means more severe traumatic brain injury. Post-traumatic amnesia is the other thing that's used to categorize traumatic brain injuries, mild, moderate, or severe. That's just a period of confusion or memory loss after the moment of impact. Again, that can be very brief. It might only be a minute or a few minutes, or it might go on much longer in more severe cases. Obviously, the longer the period of confusion, the more severe the traumatic brain injury. Now, the problem with these three measures, the Glasgow Coma Scale, loss of consciousness, and post-traumatic amnesia, is that although they're very useful for predicting outcomes in moderate to severe traumatic brain injury cases, there's abundant scientific evidence that these three measures do not predict outcomes after mild traumatic brain injury. So they're very useful in some of the cases of traumatic brain injury, but not in a lot, and some of the most difficult cases in demonstrating disability will be those cases of mild traumatic brain injury. Now, I've given you a copy of the CDC's report on mild traumatic brain injury. It's freely available on the web, easy to find, but I wanted you to have a written copy. That's in your handouts. There's very good information in there about mild traumatic brain injury if you have a case like that. It's also important to remember that although medical experts use these categories, mild, moderate, and severe, nature doesn't deal in categories. Nature's continuous. All neuropsychologists know that you can have someone who's categorized as mild traumatic brain injury based on the scene of the accident information who's a complicated mild traumatic brain injury in terms of the consequences of the injury. Their symptoms might be anything but mild. Now, also, some moderate traumatic brain injury victims can cope well after the accident with help from their family. Others cannot. So even within the moderate and severe categories, there's some variability. So I put this quote up here from Teasdale and Jennett, who are the guys who invented the Glasgow Coma Scale, because I think it says something really important. The search for simplicity must not be the excuse for seeking absolute distinctions where none exist. I think it would be really helpful to remind people at hearings involving disability in traumatic brain injury cases, that these categories, mild, moderate, and severe, are not necessarily the same thing as reality.